Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. March 30th, 2024. Be responsible for each other. Question: what should we do if my husband and I try to somehow give in to each other and change ourselves, but it still does not work? Answer: ask the Creator and He will help. Speak directly to Him the way you speak to me now. Question: can two people do this? Answer: of course. Turn to the Creator together. This brings you very close. Question: how can we feel that the Creator is between us? Will we fight less, or will we get along better? What is this feeling? Answer: you must be more responsible for each other and be ready to sacrifice a lot for this. That is all. Question: I am trying to imagine this state. How do I nullify myself to zero? Answer: there is no need for zero. It is necessary to make an effort to maintain a good, constant connection on both sides. That is enough. The main thing is the feeling inside. It does not need to be manifested in actions in some special way. From Cab TV's Man and Woman, March 5th, 2024. The world is beautiful. Question: the king had a faithful friend. They spent all their time together, and no matter what happened, the friend would always say, "This is good." Once they went hunting. The king's gun exploded and blew off his finger. The friend said, "This is good." The king got angry and sent him to prison for many years. Some time passed, and while the king was traveling far from home, his caravan was attacked by cannibals. The cannibals ate everyone except the king. They had a superstition to never to eat people with physical defects. When the king returned home, the first thing he did was run to the prison and ask for forgiveness from his friend. And the friend exclaimed, "But it is good that you put me in prison. Why? Otherwise, I would have been with you on that journey." In other words, the cannibals would have eaten him too. Question: is it possible to say that everything, absolutely everything, that happens is good? Answer: that is absolutely right. In our world, this is true in all cases. Comment: in our world, it is almost impossible, and you say that this is true in all cases. My response: correct. Everything happens for the best. Question: tell me, how can one learn this? It is a question everyone has. How can one learn this in our world where everything seems to speak to the contrary, that everything leads to the worst: wars, suffering, death of loved ones? Answer: if we accept everything as coming from the Creator, then we must say that everything is for the best, and everything is moving toward correction. And in reality, the world is not getting worse, it is getting better. Comment: so there is only one gate here that needs to be opened. If we believe that everything comes from the Creator, if we understand that, we know that everything comes from the Creator. We just need to feel it or reveal it, and then everything will be fine. My response: yes. Question: can this be achieved through mechanical repetition? Can it be done with exercises? How can one realize that there is none else beside him, that everything is from him? Answer: there is simply one force that governs everything and wants us to rise to its level. Question: you know, there are theories that the Creator has abandoned the world, left us as we are, that He is not good, and so on. There are all sorts of versions like that. Why should I come to the version that everything is good and that it all comes from Him? Answer: because that is what Kabbalists say. I accept their opinion without any doubt. And then I gradually discover that it is really true. Question: so you are saying that we need to grasp onto this opinion and hold onto the Kabbalists no matter what? Is this also called faith above reason? Answer: yes. Question: so even if I feel bad, I hold onto the belief that it is all for the best? Why all of this is hidden from us? Why can't we at some point be given a little hint, like a little child being given support, and the Creator will open up for a moment? Just open up. Answer, no. That would be a completely lost game. Question, even if just a tiny bit were revealed? Answer, there would be no grip because everything would be known and the whole game would be lost. Comment, that is, suddenly these insane pleasures would be revealed. My response, not just pleasures, the truth would be revealed. Question, and you would understand that this is the truth? Answer, yes, and after that, there are no doubts, and there is no need to live, and there are no justifications for anything. And again, you need to invent good, evil, crime, punishment, and so on. Question, so doubts are necessary, experiences are necessary, ups and downs, everything is necessary? Answer, absolutely. Question, is evil necessary, good, truth, falsehood, is all of this necessary? Answer, and in between all of that, men lives in turmoil. Comment, it is beautiful, but it is not easy. My response, this is life. There is no bad in the world at all. And the way it is designed, it is beautiful. From CAB TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, January 4, 2024. Questions about spiritual work, 95. Question, what helps us most to come to a pure heart? How can we acquire it? Answer, we purify our hearts through the love of our friends and open them for others. Question, you said that man is the first to ask the Creator. What did you mean by that? So does the Hisa on of women must somehow always pass through a man? Answer, in general, yes. The main thing is for a man to raise his prayer to the Creator. Question, I see flaws in myself and my friends. I appreciate them greatly, but these flaws prevent me from seeing them as great. Shouldn't it be the other way around? Answer, yes, but we need to work on these flaws. Show them your example that you have the same flaws and are working on them. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 10, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam, a sightly flaw in you. How can we soften the blows of nature? A person is created as an egoist, so one needs to be constantly driven to action, otherwise he or she will not move. Our nature is to strive for a state of absolute rest. If I have no need, I will not lift a finger. So I am built like some kind of mechanism. Without a reason, I have no motivation to make any movement. Every movement is only for achieving greater comfort, greater fulfillment, or escaping from the lack of comfort, from suffering. Therefore, nature drives humanity with blows. They are already quite apparent and affect many people in the world, especially in developed countries. So we must try to explain to people that there is no need to oppress and kill each other, we just need to understand what to do to make the world better. In that case, we will become a kind, balancing, softening force, a buffer. The wisdom of Kabbalah says that until a person reaches the correct understanding, the desire must go through four phases of development. I receive the first blow and think, no, this has nothing to do with my actions. The second time, interesting, last time I also received a blow after these same actions. With the third blow, so this is a system. The fourth time, I do not want to behave like this anymore. That's it. Nevertheless, all those who have power try to do something, we will fix it, we can do it. Although after the first blow, they understand that they cannot do anything, they still cling to their seats. Then comes the second blow, even stronger, the third blow, and then that's it. People throw up their hands and shout, that's it, we do not want anything. Should we wait for this? No, do not wait, but we should always spread our knowledge so that people understand where the blows are coming from. When they understand this, then these blows will become clearer. At the same time, they should not be severe. Nature does everything to reach a painful point and a painful realization so that the desire is affected by negative sensation, and alongside there is a rational, mental record. It is when two parameters come together, reason and feelings. They must be together, like Reshimo, a record from the light and from the desire. When this happens, then everything will start working normally. Therefore, I still talk, explain, and disseminate. Do whatever it takes, just so that these blows pass more through consciousness, then they should not be so harsh. In other words, you do not need destruction, floods, earthquakes, atomic war. It is enough for you, for example, to have the power shut off worldwide for a day or something like that, something you can survive. That's enough. Because compared to what is forthcoming in general, that is nothing. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Suffering is developing January 3, 2012.